In every ride, there is a perfect 5 minutes. Not tracked by some sophisticated device, some piece of IT trickery for middle-aged men to regale each other with their cadence tales. Not for me anyway. I struggle up the hills, I slack off on the smooth descent, and still I ride my brakes, afraid of flying, or close to flying, seeing as it is so close to bitumen burn and broken limb. But even I, in every ride, have a perfect 5 minutes. It falls between the futile moments of the start, when I am stiff and ill at ease, a guest at my own dinner party, and not quite sure where to place that bottle of wine, so clearly not quite right, too cheap, so out of place in my host's beautiful house with its beautiful wife. Between that gauche and awkward place, and between the little death that comes at last when I am spent and sitting at some coffee shop, damp and keenly aware of the humanity of the body beside me, my companion ever faithful, or just of that ride. There, between those moments, lies the perfect 5 minutes of every ride. Or I know my own body as if it was new. I love it as if it was my every companion, oldest friend, dearest dog, sweetest dance, the knowledge that I was about to laugh, suspended perfectly, banjo chasing the ukulele line. Sprung to twang my muscle fibres, ride me rhythmically awake, and I don't care that that tiny stretch of road will go unmarked, uncharted, lost, and unrecorded, but for me, who knew I had that perfect ride.